Welcome to this Beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on snare snap color using groove pool tricks for jungle and old school DnB vibes. Today we're going to take a snare, or a snare layer, and turn it into something that does more than just hit on the backbeat. In old school jungle and early drum and bass, the snare has personality. It's not just there to keep time. It can lean forward, pull the groove, and even become a little transition riser before a drop. That's what we're building here. And the cool part is, we're doing it with stock Ableton tools only. No fancy third-party plugins. Just Groove Pool, Simpler, Drum Rack, EQ8, Saturator, Filter, Drum Bus, and a bit of automation. So even if you're brand new, you can follow this and get something usable fast. First, choose a snare source with some attitude. You want a snare that already has a sharp transient and a little bit of body. Not a huge modern stadium snare, more like a tight break snare or a snare one-shot with character. If it feels too polite, layer in a tiny clap or a click on top, but keep that layer much quieter than the main snare. If it's a one-shot, drop it into Simpler. If you want more control, put it on a drum rack pad. If you're working from a break, duplicate the snare hit so you can process it separately from the rest of the loop. And as a starting point, make sure the snare isn't already blasting the meter. Give yourself some headroom, something around -10 to -6 dB peak, before processing is a good place to start. Now create a short snare phrase, just one or two bars. Keep it simple. You can start with a basic backbeat on 2 and 4, or a break-style pattern with a few ghost hits. For this lesson, think of it like a mini-build. One bar with a steady snare, then a second bar where the snare starts getting more active, like it's stepping toward the drop. This is where the energy starts to come alive. In DnB, especially jungle and rollers, small rhythmic changes matter a lot. You do not need a huge sound design move to create tension. A tiny shift in timing can feel massive when the drums are moving fast. Now open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12 and load a groove with a little old-school feel. Something MPC-ish or a subtle 16th swing works really well here. You're looking for motion, not chaos. Keep the groove amount subtle at first. Try timing around 10 to 30%, velocity around 5 to 20%, and random very low, if at all. Then drag that groove onto your snare clip or assign it in the clip groove slot. Listen carefully while the full drum loop is playing, not just the snare alone. That's important. A snare can sound amazing in solo and still feel raw in the mix. What you want is for it to sit inside the groove and make the whole pattern feel more alive. Here's the key idea. We're using groove to create snap color, not just swing. The snap is how the snare lands against the rest of the kit. If your kick and hat stay tight while the snare moves just a little, the snare feels sharper, more human, and more exciting. That contrast is what gives it character. A nice beginner trick is to keep the first part of the phrase a little more controlled, then increase the groove amount slightly in the last bar before the drop. You can even duplicate the clip and make the final version a bit more animated. For example, the first half might sit around 15% groove, then the last bar can step up toward 25 or even 40% if it still feels good. Add a little velocity variation on ghost hits too. Small changes in velocity can make the phrase feel like it's breathing. Now let's turn it into a riser-style transition. Add EQ8 first. High-pass the snare phrase somewhere around 120 to 200Hz if needed, just to clean up the low end. That keeps the transition from muddying the drop. If the snare needs more bite, add a small boost in the 2 to 5kHz range. If it gets harsh, gently cut around 6 to 8kHz. Next, add auto filter. Start with a low-pass filter around 5 to 8kHz and automated opening over 1 or 2 bars, until it reaches around 12 to 16kHz. Keep the resonance moderate. We want movement and lift, not a whistle. This simple filter opening makes the snare feel like it's approaching the listener. If you want it to bloom a little more, add some reverb, but keep it tight. Think short decay, low dry slash wet, and a little pre-delay. You do not want the snare to turn into a wash. You still want the snap to cut through. A touch of reverb can make the last hits feel bigger and more dramatic without losing the drum identity. Now add a little grit. Saturator works great here. Turn on soft clip and add a bit of drive until the snare gets thicker and more urgent, then back off if it starts to get harsh. Drum bus is also useful for this. A small amount of drive and maybe a touch of crunch can give the snare more edge. The goal is not to destroy it. The goal is to give the front of the hit a little more paint and attitude. If the snare is already bright, be careful. It's really easy to go from exciting to painful in the 3 to 8kHz range. A lot of beginners accidentally overbrighten the build and then the drop feels smaller, because the ear is already tired. So keep checking the mix. The snare should be exciting, but the drop still needs to feel bigger. Once the groove and automation feel good, resample the result to audio if you want more control. This is a super useful Ableton workflow. Create a new audio track, set it to resampling or route the snare track to it, then record the one or two bar phrase. After that, you can consolidate the audio and treat it like a finished transition clip. That makes it easy to reverse the tail, add a tiny fade, chop the last hit, or duplicate a stutter before the drop. And that's a very DNB-friendly way to work. You're freezing the motion into a usable phrase instead of endlessly tweaking live settings. It also makes arrangement faster, which is huge when you're building tracks. Now place the snare riser in a real arrangement. The best spots are usually the last two bars, before the drop, the end of an 8-bar breakdown, or right before a bassline switch-up. In classic DNB phrasing, tension builds, then releases. So you might have a breakdown for 8 bars, then the snare groove build begins, then the filter opens wider and the groove gets a little stronger, and finally the drop hits with the kick, sub, and drum break back in full force. That's the real trick here. This works because it feels musical and rhythmic, not just like a generic FX sweep. The snare is still doing the talking. It's just saying, something is coming. Before you finish, do a quick mix check. Make sure the riser isn't fighting the drop. High pass it if needed. Keep the low end out. If it feels too wide, bring the stereo width in a bit with utility. And if the snare is masking the drop's punch, lower it slightly in the last beat before the drop lands. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overdo the groove. Too much timing swing and the snare stops feeling tight. Second, don't make the riser too loud. If the build is bigger than the drop, the arrangement loses impact. Third, don't leave low end hanging around in the snare chain. That's a fast route to mud. And fourth, don't use so much reverb that the snap disappears. The snap is the point. If you want to push the idea further, try a couple of variations. You can use one groove in the first bar and a slightly stronger groove in the second bar, so the phrase feels like it's accelerating. You can also make the final snare hit slightly different with a velocity change, a tiny pitch shift, or a bit more filter opening, so the ear hears it as a leading hit rather than just another repeat. And for a darker jungle or heavier DNB vibe, you can layer a very quiet noise hit underneath, or add a few ghost notes in the last bar. Keep those ghost notes low velocity, so they feel subtle and underground. That's the kind of detail that makes the build feel authentic. So the big takeaway is this: Groove Pool is not just for swing. It can help you shape the personality of a snare. When you combine that motion with simple filter automation and a little saturation, you get a snare-led transition that feels old-school, energetic, and very DNB. Try this yourself as a quick 15-minute exercise. Load a snare into Sampler or drum rack, program a 2-bar phrase, apply a subtle groove, automate a filter opening over the last bar, add a touch of saturation, resample it, and place it before a drop. Then listen in context and ask yourself, does it feel like jungle? Does the groove make the snare more alive? And does it help the drop land harder? If yes, you've got it. That's the sound of a snare with snap, color, and attitude.